Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is topical Tuesday, January 23rd, 2018. Steve Cypress here in another gorgeous, spectacular winter afternoon here in sunny Arizona. And the rhino of the day, I have this little wooden, cute little wooden Indian rhino. Looks like he has a suit of armor on. That's how you differentiate one of the ways to tell an Indian rhino from the African rhinos. For those of you that care. But who does other than me, of course. But every day I share one of my rhinos in my collection of over 1,000 rhinos to have a little fun. And today is Topical Tuesday, and I saw in the news interesting thing going on about this wall that Donald Trump wants to build. Now, I don't get involved in politics at all, other than when it affects business, and specifically small business. So whenever politicians and bureaucrats are sticking their ridiculous heads in the way of people starting and building and running successful businesses and make a mess of things, then it gets me irked and it gets my attention. But otherwise, all the stuff is, you know, blathering back and forth. I mean, it's interesting. It's like a sport. It's like watching a football game where you, for instance, like the Super Bowl coming up. Unless you're a fan of one of the two teams in the Super Bowl, millions of people watch the Super Bowl every year and don't really care who wins or loses or don't really know any or many of the players or whatever. But, you know, it's still an interesting sport to watch. That's how I see politics, especially now in this modern-day Trump era of total craziness. It's a ton of fun and entertaining. But it's serious business when it comes to business. Chris Bell is here. Good seeing you. You know, whenever the government gets involved in slowing down or making it difficult to unleash the greatest force for good in the history of all of mankind, which is capitalism and free enterprise, then it gets my dander up. But so I really, this wall thing, that immigration policy that Trump's all, you know, got his base all riled up and his opponents and anti-Trumpers are all riled up against it and whatever. I don't really have an opinion either way. It seems kind of silly to me, like, you know, this is not ancient China, but there are modern countries that have walls, and they've worked. You know, like the Vatican has a wall around it, and Israel has a wall, and there was a Berlin Wall. I don't remember stories of lots of East Berliners, you know, spraying out all over the wall and going all over the free world. Like, that didn't happen a lot. Like, walls work to keep people in, to keep people out. I got walls around my house. Like, you know, buildings have walls around them to keep people out, and then you add in other things. I live in an and world, not an or world, so we don't just have the wall. We have got more guards, and we have more electronic things and more tracking of people and more enforcing of the laws and better way of checking IDs and vetting people and, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know, so all this nonsense about, like, well, the wall's not going to work. Yeah, the wall alone or any one thing alone won't work. And even if it doesn't, I mean, if there's one reason at all that Trump, I've never heard him give, but it really, maybe he has. I don't pay attention to everything he says. But to give for building this wall is what's currently going on down there is a total embarrassment. The total fencing they have up. I mean, I've heard things like the, you know, it's like surplus, World War II surplus fencing or something that they just threw it up there. I mean, there's like 10 different types of fencing all along the wall. There's like chicken wire and this and that. And people are just like, hold it back. And the other guy walks through or climb over or throw your stuff over or this. Isn't that kind of embarrassing? I mean, that's the U.S. I mean, if that was anything else in the U.S., if that was a bridge or a tunnel or a building or a road or, you know, it's embarrassing how poorly built that is, which leads to the lesson for the day. Which is one really good thing you can learn from what Trump's doing with this wall is they're in the phase that I see on news. I saw it last week sometime that they've put up like 5 or 10 different types of, like, you know, they've got bids from contractors on the wall, but they didn't just look at the plans and then pick one. They had them actually, like, they narrowed it down to the top 5 or 10 designs or whatever it was, and they had them actually build like a section of wall, like, I don't know, like a 50-foot-long section and 50 feet high or 30 feet high or 20 feet high, whatever the heck it is, and they built their different things. So they're like, oh, this one's concrete, and at the top it bends to the right, or it has, you know, barbed wire on it, or this one has see-through on the bottom with some slats, and then it does this on the, whatever. They get all different types. And so what's happening is Trump is saying, we got to test the different types of the wall. But then he took it a step further. This is what I heard about it. They didn't just build these different prototypes of different types of wall. He then had, like, took some of, like the special forces or the Marines or the or SEALs or, you know, some incredible badass U.S. military members and said, go ahead, attack the wall. Like, go test it. And supposedly they went at it with all they had and sledgehammers and this and that and whatever to see which ones they can get over or under or around or through or whatever the heck it is. Like, that was awesome. That's what an entrepreneur does. See, that's when you have a successful business person in the White House. He's not thinking like a politician or a bureaucrat of like, oh, there are some plans, and I guess that's how it works. He knows how to build stuff. He knows how to put stuff together, and you got to test. There's never been an actual wall like this built in that terrain in the U.S. and the whatever. There's some, like I said, some surplus fencing that's thrown up that any idiot can crawl up around or through or cut it or do whatever and then go, you know, I mean, it's not good for anybody. It's not good for the people sneaking in because they can get hurt on the barbed wire or they can get arrested or sometimes, I know here in Arizona, there's news all the time of these people that they illegally, you know, came across the border, went through the fence or did whatever, and then it's still like 40 miles to the nearest town and they're going through the desert, especially in the summer. It's 115 degrees. They can't possibly carry enough water to survive. And, you know, the ranchers or security cops or whoever they are will find dead bodies out in the desert from people trying to get into the greatest country on earth. Can you blame them? So it isn't good for anybody to have this porous situation down there on the border. Sometimes they sneak in and they kill some American security guards. I know, again, here in Arizona, I hear the stories, and I met some people that the ranchers, they get over, their properties overrun with all kinds of crap going on. So there's all kinds of reasons to put the thing up. But anyway, I just love the fact that he's testing it. And that's one thing that, dear viewer or listener, however you're receiving this or reading it, is most business owners don't test. They don't actually test things. You think about it a lot. You ask people a lot. What do you think? What do you think if? Should I? You read a book. You take a course. You ask some friends. But you don't actually do it. See, Trump narrowed it down to the, or whoever Trump had on his staff do it, and narrowed it down to the top 5 or 10 contractors or whatever, and then said, go ahead now, build your section of the wall so we can physically test it. So the next time you're thinking, should I change my website? Well, change it. Go ahead. Just put up a second website or a second version. Have your web builder put up a split test and send half the traffic to one site, half the traffic to how it looks. Put up multiple different, send out different emails. Send half your list one email and half a list the same email with a different subject line. So you're testing two different subject lines. You can test two different social media posts. You can test two different postcards. Send out 1,000 postcards of one kind and 1,000 of another. Test, test, test. Just take more action. Do more stuff. It's so much more, it takes weight off of our shoulders to actually test things instead of thinking about it to death and worrying about, will it work, and I don't know, and hoo-ha, just get it out there. Fail. Fail fast. Fail tremendously. Fail spectacularly. That's how you win, okay? Trump is putting up all these walls, and if the Navy SEALs or the Special Forces and Marines or whoever got through, you know, 5 out of the 10, like, that's great. We got to find out now that they went through 5 out of the 10, not after we put them up, not while we're just looking at plans, thinking and wondering, can somebody get through this or whatever. So, you know, I say this, you know, with a grain of salt, not with everything he does, but learn from some things that Donald Trump does. There are lessons in it. There are lessons in things that he does wrong you can learn from, and things he does right you can learn from those. In fact, we're coming up nearing our 100th episode, where we do a new episode every week for the last couple of years with my co-host Everett Farnell of the Lessons Learned from Donald Trump podcast, speaking of which, where we teach a lesson based on some outrageous thing Donald Trump, because he does outrageous things almost every day, so we pick one a week. We have to narrow down the possible topics, and you can just go to iTunes and search for it, or go to lessonslearnedfromdonaldtrump.com and listen to some of those episodes, and I hope you'll be here daily here I don't talk about Trump or lessons from Trump a lot on here, except it's Topical Tuesday, and I thought that was an interesting one because I hear way too many entrepreneurs and business owners not taking enough action, doing too much thinking, too much worrying, too much wondering. You got to test. You got to actually physically take the action, see if it works. Then you know whether to do more of it or less of it. Make sense? That's it for Topical Tuesday. Melissa's here. Good seeing you. Thanks, everybody, being on here live. Post any comments or questions. I always check back and look at them for people watching on the replay, and I'll be back again tomorrow with Wisdom Wednesday. I'll give you a little tidbit of advice that will help you to grow your business and take advantage of what is going to be a spectacular year, for business people that don't take the right actions and put the right systems into place and really get ready to scale your business. You know, they're going to make some money. They'll be okay as the economy booms. But those that really put things into place and do things right, wow, it's already been, and it's going to continue to be just a fantastic 2018. I wish that on you, and I'll see you back here again tomorrow. Thanks for being here today. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.